murder.
I've always had a pretty low opinion of guys that commit murder. That's because I'm a cop myself. David J. Murphy, Detective Second Grade, age 34. I've always said, anybody who murders is cheap and dirty and yellow. So where does that leave me when my wife puts a 12-inch bread knife through a vacuum cleaner salesman? It just burst on us out of nothing. I came home around 5 one afternoon, and there it was. Mary out cold on the couch with a bourbon breath you could use for a cutting torch. Spilled whiskey, broken glass, the place all torn up. And in a red velvet chair, a funny little guy named Hamilton with our bread knife right clean through him. I just went numb. I couldn't believe it. I watched the boys do all the routine things. Pictures, fingerprints, measurements. All the things I've done in Third Avenue flytrap. They took Mary down to the police emergency ward. And after she'd come to and been sick and then gone back to sleep for a couple of hours, I managed to get a little time alone with her. She sat on the edge of the bed, shaking and still half sick. We tried to put the story together from the beginning.
Oh, Dave, I just don't remember.
Honey, this thing's real bad. Don't you see? The newspapers, it'll tear you apart. Cop's wife, ex-Santa Knife's vacuum cleaner salesman. You've got to remember, baby. You've got to.
Listen, Mom. It was Saturday, Friday. It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
He rang the bell and asked if I wanted to buy a vacuum cleaner. I asked him.
Go on.
He put on a demonstration in the living room, and I said I'd take it.
Then what?
I gave him a $5 deposit.
Cash?
Yes, a $5 bill. He said he'd deliver the machine today.
Did you get a receipt?
Yes. Yes, it must be around the house somewhere.
Well, if it is, we'll find it. Then what?
He left.
And came back today with a new machine?
Yes.
Did you pour him a drink?
Dave, it was so hot. He looked so tired, you know, lugging that thing around. I asked him if he'd like a highball, and he said yes. I asked him to sit down while he drank it. I was only being decent, Dave. He looked so tired, and it was boiling hot.
Did you have one with him?
No.
But, honey, you reeked of bourbon. You were plastered.
I didn't drink with him, Dave. You've got to believe it.
Then what happened?
I went to get my purse to pay him the rest of the money.
Yeah.
I went out into the hall, past the kitchen, and then everything went black.
Black?
I don't know. Something just seemed to hit me. Maybe it was the heat. I don't know. But the next thing I knew, I was being sick, and all those men were standing around taking pictures, and I... Dave, I didn't do it. I can't stand
it. Oh, come on. Hang on to yourself, honey. I can't stay much longer.
Dave, who phoned the police?
Mrs. Cole.
Mrs. Cole?
Yeah, she came over to borrow some butter and saw this guy handle him sitting in a chair with our bread knife.
This isn't happening. It just isn't real.
Did you know that there was lipstick all over his mouth?
Oh. Dave, help me.
They wanted me to believe that Mary got plastered with a little guy who sold vacuum cleaners. A drunken, lecherous Mary kissing this guy, leaving lipstick on him. Kisses one minute and a blind, stabbing rage the next. The paper's color, a bleached blonde ex-dancer. Everything I'd ever said about dames who knocked off their boyfriends turned up and smacked me right in the face. The department had decided she was guilty. Even Jock Dusen, my boss and my friend, even Jock had decided. He said so. Right in his office, he said so.
It was real bad, Dave. Real bad.
Jock, you know Mary. You know she couldn't. It's impossible. She couldn't
it's
do a thing like that.
Dave, you can't beat the system. Everyone's leaned backwards all down the line trying to help you out, but they all come out with the same ass.
Did you check the towel after she was picked?
No narcotics, but plenty of whiskey. She was plastered.
And then somebody poured it down her throat. Look, she doesn't drink. Hardly even a highball, and then only when she's with me.
What do you want me to say, Dave? I'm just telling you the facts.
What about the bruise on her head?
You still think she was slugged?
I only know she did not pass out from drinking bourbon.
Well, then the medical boys are wrong. They got a specialist from Mercy Hospital to examine her head. He found a bruise the intern missed. Skin isn't broken. It's practically no swelling. Doc thought it was something she'd done herself on a door or on the arm of a chair.
Then she blacked out. Plenty of people had. I did in the Pacific. I hit the beach, the next thing I knew I was in a field hospital.
Maybe. In a battle. I'm sorry, David. It looks real bad. You better get a smart lawyer.
Oh, Jock, it's wrong, don't you know? It's wrong, I tell
you. Everything points to the fact that Hamilton was paying a social call. Now, if he was delivering a vacuum cleaner, where is it, David?
The killer took it.
Why? Why kill for a $39.95 vacuum cleaner?
I don't know, but there's an answer somewhere.
And this $5 deposit. Now, we've been all over the house looking for that receipt.
People lose receipts?
Yeah, they do, all right.
She didn't kill Hamilton. I know what's going on here. The department's embarrassed. Embarrassed because the wife of the department man is in a tough spot. They're afraid of the papers. Hush it up, get it over with, and let's forget about the whole thing. I won't... Look, I quit. Take your badge and go to the devil.
Dave, take it easy. I don't want your badge, but you just can't work on this case officially.
Why? Afraid I might destroy
it? Look, Dave, we're friends. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you're working on that guy who knocked over those service stations. But remember, if you get into trouble on this, I'll nail you. I'll have to. If the newspapers ever found out you were working on your wife's murder rap, they'd have my shirt. So take it easy.
Thanks, Chuck. I've arranged for bail. She'll be out in the morning. Can I go see her now?
Sure, Dave, sure. But remember, keep out of trouble.
Take it easy, honey. You'll be out in the morning. I got the bail. Please, Stacy, please, come. It's going to be all right.
What if they find I'm guilty?
They won't.
There's so many things I can't explain.
I'm working on it. I'm leaving here to see Hamilton's landlady. He lives in a rooming house on the east side. Then I'll cover his office. There are a couple of vacuum cleaners missing.
Missing?
Yeah, Hamilton had a new machine and a demonstrator. The sales manager told Jock.
Is that important?
Jock doesn't seem to think so. Says it isn't connected with a crime. Finding two vacuum cleaners in a city this size is going to be tough. But I'll figure it. Somehow I'll figure it. Don't cry anymore, huh? I know you didn't kill him. Even if you weren't my wife, I know you didn't kill him.
Oh. How can you say that? Everybody else thinks...
Experience, honey. When a woman sticks a knife in a man's rib, she stands there screaming.
Oh,
no. It's just experience. It's just the other homicide. Don't worry, honey. I'll figure it. I believe you. And I love you.
Oh, Dad.
Just hang on to that, huh? You'll be all right. You'll be out tomorrow.
You have to go now.
I gotta work, honey. I gotta do a lot. And first call is that landlady where Hamilton lived.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm from the police department, lady.
Police. They've been here a dozen times about poor Mr. Hamilton.
Well, they're here again.
I told them everything I know. Because you guys are too dumb to figure something out. It's plain as your nose that this babe killed him. If a dame bleaches her hair, you know what she is. I can spot him a mile away.
Shut up!
Hey, wait a minute. Your mercy, you're a husband. Well, aren't we being high and mighty?
Look, I just want to ask you a few questions. Give me a break, will you?
Mr. Hamilton stayed in night. He didn't drink. He never took anybody up to his room. He paid his rent prompt, and that's all I know.
There are two cleaners missing. One a demonstrator, the other one was new.
Cleaners? What are you talking about?
Hamilton had two airbrush cleaners. One was a demonstrator, an old one in a case. The other was a new machine. His office doesn't know where they are either. I thought maybe you might have some idea.
Well, how should I know? I didn't follow him around. They searched the place till I'm nearly crazy. You want to look at his room, too?
Yeah, why not?
They've been over it 10 times.
So I'll look again. Come on. Take me up. He was tall and had dirty gray hair, and I hated her. She watched me go over Hamilton's room. There was nothing. No letters, no vacuum cleaners, no nothing. Somehow I didn't trust her, but I couldn't figure why. Finally, I left. My next call was the airbrush vacuum cleaner company in the Morgan building. The sales manager's name was Richard. All he wanted to do was to keep everything quiet. He said so. This is very upsetting, Mr. Murphy. Airbrush salesmen have always had the highest reputation for integrity and honesty.
Yeah, so
so has my wife.
Yes, of course.
Hamilton had two cleaners, right?
Yes, a demonstrator and a new machine.
Where are they now?
I don't know, and I don't care. This publicity is ruining our business. Our salesmen can't even get inside places anymore. For 4 days, nobody's even made a demonstration.
That's too bad. Where's Hamilton's sales book?
I don't know that either.
You got any sort of record of his calls?
We have a record of every house where he gets inside and makes a demonstration.
I want a list of his demonstrations for the last 5 days he worked.
I have it here. The police have already been over it. This is the last 3 pages in this book.
Why isn't my name in here?
Well, Mr. Murphy,
come on, let me have it. It's been taking a lot of trouble lately.
Well, he either didn't make a demonstration in your house at all, or, well, it could have been with...
With what?
If he made a sale right away, he'd just make out a sale slip in his order book and not bother listing one call as both a sale and a demonstration.
I see. There's nothing else you can tell me? No phone calls for Hamilton, nothing unusual?
Oh, salesmen often get called. Customers phone in for service. I can't remember anything unusual. Several people have been phoning since Mr. Hamilton's murder accident. Several people have been into the office about it.
Will you get me a list?
There isn't a list.
Okay. I'm going to check his calls for the last 5 days he worked.
I just hope this can get off page one, that's all. It's ruining business.
Yeah. It's ruining a lot of things, Mr. Richards. A lot of things. I started in making his calls. The last 5 days, he's spent on Van Buren Street. And believe me, that's a long street. Can I interest you in a vacuum cleaner, lady? The old college try. Doorbell after doorbell after doorbell. I'm from the police. We're checking on a man who called here to sell you a vacuum cleaner. Over and over and over again and nothing. Housewives, maids, kids, old men, old ladies, nothing. Then I came to the 47th house on Hamilton's list. A big place that had seen better days. I leaned on the doorbell and finally the door opened. The guy was nervous. A tall, pretty boy in a 200-buck suit. I couldn't figure why he was nervous. We just stood there on the doorstep, looking at each other.
I don't understand what it is you want.
Look, mister, we're checking a little guy who sold vacuum cleaners. He rang your doorbell along with a lot of others. He got himself killed. You see, we look into things like that.
He was killed?
A knife in his ribs.
I remember him. He woke up my aunt ringing the doorbell. I told him off and sent him away.
He didn't get inside?
Oh, no. No, he didn't.
That's funny.
Funny?
Yeah. Yeah, he made a list of every house where he gave a demonstration. Your house is on the list.
Well, there must be some mistake.
He didn't make mistakes about his other demonstrations.
What do you mean?
Is your throat dry, Bub?
Say, what is this? What are you trying to do?
Nothing, but 1,000 years ago they hanged guys who couldn't spit. I think you're lying. But I can check it with the neighbors. People see things. I'll find somebody who saw him go into your house.
Well, yes. Yes, he was inside.
Then why the runaround?
Well, my aunt's very sick and very old. I thought you might want to question her, and I didn't want you to disturb her. I thought you might just go away.
I think I'll talk to your aunt.
Oh, please. She's not well at all. She's senile. You'll upset her if you try to cross-examine her.
Look, mister, I may look tough, but I can be very gentle with sick old ladies.
It's 3:30. Jock's really coming up to the house. What's keeping
him? He'll be here, honey. I didn't want to talk at the office. I'm not supposed to be working on a case.
Oh, honey, you look so tired. You're worn out.
This is a tough fight, baby.
That's Jock now.
I'll go.
Well, shall I make something to drink?
No. We'll keep the liquor out of sight.
Hi, Dave.
Come in, Jock.
Sorry I'm late.
Ah, that's all right. Come on in and sit down.
Hello, Jock. I'm glad you got here. How are you?
Hello, Mary. I'm fine, thanks.
Jock, I've spotted something.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been checking all the calls Hamlin made in the last 5 days. I got into a big house on Van Buren Street. Big place. Used to have dough. Guy named Duff, Harold Duff, keeps house for his aunt. Her name's Stone, Miss Alice Stone. Ever hear of her?
Don't think so.
They used to have dough. Now they're broke. The aunt's about 70. Sits in a wheelchair and won't talk. I think she's got a skin full of dope, Chuck. I had trouble getting in. Duff tried to give me the runaround. When I got in, the old lady just sat there and wouldn't speak. Duff says she's a bit off. But I think she was afraid to talk in front of him.
So?
So I want to get into the house when Duff isn't there and have a talk with the old lady.
Why?
I can smell something. Duff's wearing 200-buck suits and the grass on the lawn hasn't been cut all summer. He's greedy and he's hired up. I think he's trying to kill his aunt. A guy that'll torture old ladies will kill.
But, Dave, you've got nothing to go on, nothing.
I know, but it's a hunch, and there's some connection. I'm sure of it.
I don't see it. Maybe the old lady's in pain. Maybe she has to take dope. There's any one of 100 reasons why.
Look, will you put somebody to watch the house? If Tall and Pretty goes out, I want him tailed, and I want to be phoned.
Why?
I want to talk to the old lady alone.
You mean break in?
If necessary.
No soap.
Chuck, why can't you give us a break?
Because I have a wife and 3 kids, and I need my job, Mary.
I know what you're thinking, Chuck. Yes. Yes, I was a dancer. I danced in nightclubs. Ask Dave how long it took him to get a date with me.
Mary, I know,
but I bleach my hair. I bleach it a little because it's so fair anyway. Does that make me a tramp?
Now, look, Mary.
Nearly every man in the department has been in this house. They know me. They're supposed to be our friends.
Mary, please, I know how you feel.
It's no use, honey. It's the system.
Oh.
The system has got us licked. Our fair-time friends don't believe her, Dave.
Well, it's true, isn't it? Okay. Okay, I'll put a man on the house. But if you get caught, I'll nail you. That old lady makes a scene. If anything happens, I'll swear you had no orders from me. That you were acting on your own.
I'll take that risk. Jock set 2 men to watch the house on Van Buren Street. Late the next afternoon, Paul and Pretty came out and hailed a cab. One of the men followed him. The other beat it for a phone and telephoned Jock. And Jock phoned me, and I went over. The old girl wouldn't or couldn't come to the door. So I broke in a back window. I tiptoed to the living room door and peeked in. She was sitting in a wheelchair by the window. When she looked up and saw me, her eyes went wide with terror. A tiny, delicate old lady in a wheelchair. She whimpered with fright when I came over and took her hand. Look, Auntie, I'm your friend. I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh.
Can you talk? Can you answer me by nodding? Huh? Oh, come on, please, honey. Don't be afraid. Look, I'm in trouble, see? Bad trouble. They think that my wife killed that little man who came here to sell vacuum cleaners. Do you remember him?
Yes.
You do? Well, can you tell me anything about him? Anything at all? Honey, I don't get it. Are you being kept in this house against your will? Does that mean yes? Huh? You are. Does he give you stuff? Does he give you dope? He does. Well, do you want to get out of here?
Oh.
Well, I'll take you. I've got my car outside.
Rings?
Oh, honey, I just don't understand you. Why do you keep pointing to your fingers?
Rings in vacuum cleaner.
Your rings are in the vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Oh, honey, God bless you. God bless you. I'll have to stay in this house one more day. I can't take with me now a pretty boy will catch on, but we'll get him, don't you worry. Is there a picture of him anywhere?
Piano. On the piano.
On the piano. I get it. Look, I'm going to take it. And don't you worry, honey. I'll be back tomorrow. I was so excited, I was shaking. Everything was starting to fit into place. I made a quick search of the house, but there was no cleaner there. That made me glad. It meant he still hadn't got the rings back. Now I could see the whole picture. Dolph waiting for the old lady to die, pushing her towards death, keeping her dope, she hating him, knowing he was waiting for those rings. So she decided to beat him to it. She dropped them on the carpet in that dark old room. The vacuum cleaner sucked them up. Hamilton finished his demonstration and left. No sale. Then Dolph missed the rings from his aunt's hands and did a tailspin. He must have been afraid to go to the airbrush company. Afraid to talk too much, for fear his aunt would have to identify the rings and people would find out he was persecuting an old lady. So he started tailing Hamilton. And he tailed him right up to our house. Right to Mary. I was so excited, I went through 3 red lights on the way home. Oh, Mary. Mary.
Dave, if it's only true. If it's only true.
Look, I've got a picture of Dolph. If Richards can identify him as one of the people who inquired about Hamilton within the last week, we're hot. Really hot.
You've got to be right. You've got to.
We'll nail him right to the wall.
Dave, it isn't going to work. It is going to work out, isn't it?
You bet it is. Dolph is afraid to come right out and say the rings are missing.
Afraid?
Sure. Afraid they'd find out he was slowly killing his aunt with dope. So he followed Hamilton, getting more frightened all the time. Mary, Mary, it clicks. It clicks all the way down the line. See, that's the way it works, honey. One piece at a time. Suddenly the puzzle isn't a puzzle anymore. Dolph was afraid the cleaner would be emptied. He got hysterical thinking about those rings dumped in somebody's garbage. Oh, honey, I'm so excited I can't sit still.
I knew you'd do it. I knew it.
Oh, can't you see what happened then? Mary, it's like a mirror. He followed Hamilton.
Go on. Go on, Dave.
He followed Hamilton here. He sneaked in the back way, through the kitchen. He can hear what's going on, see? This is a sale. This is goodbye cleaner, goodbye rings, goodbye everything. So he gets panicky. He's got to get that cleaner back. He picks up a bread knife. You go for your purse. And he slaps you when you pass the kitchen door.
I knew it. Everything just went black.
And Hamilton. Hamilton, the meek little salesman, charges out to help. Charges straight into 12 inches of bread knife.
Oh, Dave, if you can prove it, if you can only prove it.
Then the cover-up. The cover-up. He puts Hamilton in the red chair. Pours half a quart of bourbon down your throat, honey. Slings you under the couch. Smears your lipstick in Hamilton's mouth.
Dave, it fits. It fits all the way.
Sure it fits. Now, if I can only get hold of those cleaners. Somewhere there are 2 vacuum cleaners covered with Dolph's fingerprints. If I can get... Hey.
What?
Hey, he got the wrong cleaner.
What do you mean?
There were 2 cleaners, 2.
Well, I don't understand.
2 cleaners. A new one and a demonstrator. The rings are in the demonstrator. Hamilton brought you a new cleaner.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, baby, I'm getting hot on this. Listen. The rings would be in the demonstrator. Don't you see? Pretty boy swiped the wrong cleaner. That means he still hasn't got the rings back. There's no vacuum cleaner in his house. I looked. Oh, honey, I'm hot on this. I gotta go now, quick.
I have luck, Dave. Have luck for me.
I'll have luck, honey. We'll win this yet. My head was going like a hammer. I phoned Jock. He told me that while I'd been talking to the old lady, his man had tailed Pretty Boy to the Airbrush Vacuum Cleaner Company. There, he asked for Hamilton's address. I went up to the airbrush place myself and checked that. Richards identified Dolph by the picture I'd swiped. Dolph had just left after getting Hamilton's address. He still didn't have the rings. He still didn't have the cleaner. Then the last thing fell into place. I got so excited I was sick. That landlady, that dirty, greasy-haired landlady had held out on me. Held out on a beaten-up old vacuum cleaner.
Are you here again? What's the matter? Can't you leave me alone?
Where is it?
Where's what?
That cleaner.
Are you crazy?
Get out of my way.
Hey, listen, you get out of here. I'll yell for help. Your wife knocked off a guy.
Tell me where it is or I'll break your arm.
Let me go.
So help me. I'll pull it out of the socket. Now, where is it? Where is it?
I don't know.
Listen, Hamilton had 2 cleaners. The new one I don't care about. We'll find that later. But you swiped the demonstrator. It's either you or the nephew. He hasn't got it because he was in asking for this address at Hamilton's office less than half an hour ago. Now, come on.
Yeah. It's in there. I'm covered in there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. Mary, baby, this is it. Empty it. Empty the bag.
Look, you don't have to pull a gun on me.
The gun isn't for you. Come on. There's some newspaper. Spread it out.
Yeah.
Hurry.
I am.
Now empty the bag. Come on, step on it. Shake it harder.
Don't get sore. I'm doing the best I can.
Shake it harder. That's it. That's it.
The rings. 4 of them. Emeralds. Look at diamonds and emeralds.
Yeah. 4. Come to Papa.
Look, I didn't know about those rings. I'm not trying to steal. I just...
Damn it. And you can keep the clue. Oh.
Will I answer?
Yeah. I'll be behind the door. Just ask him in. That's all you have to do.
Okay. Okay.
I'm from the airbrush company. Mr. Hamilton has a cleaner here. They sent me to pick it up.
Well, come in. It's here.
Thank you.
Are you open? What's going on here?
Hello, pretty boy. Looking for something?
Fred Collins speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.